His incomparable love. Words from Jesus. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Philippians 4:12. It can be tempting to focus on the hole in your life instead of the donut, while seeing only the donut and not the hole in the lives of others. But every life has both times of plenty and times of want. So when you see others who seem to have it better than you, remind yourself that every life has its share of hardship and difficulty. If you look deeply, you'll see that every person experiences hurt and pain in one form or another. Nobody has a perfect life. Maybe there is something in someone else's life that you wish you had, and it is human nature to compare yourself with other people. When looking at someone else's life, it is easy to only see the silver lining and the victories and advantages. You can't always see the sacrifices and hard decisions that made others who they are and prepared them for where they're at today. With every crown comes a cross. Trust in me for every stage of your life, whether abasing or abounding, for I have a purpose in all that I do or allow in your life. Come to me, seek me, and trust in me for the purpose and plan I have for your life. Free indeed. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. No matter what you have or don't have, there's always going to be something you wish you had or didn't have. That's human nature. But life can be beautiful, fulfilling, and satisfying, even if you don't have all you wish you had, and you aren't all that you wish you were or had hoped to be. Negative thoughts about yourself and negative comparisons with others can become chains and bonds. I have promised that my truth will set you free if you continue in my word. I want you to partake of my joy and for my joy in you to be full. But in order to experience this freedom and joy, you need to trust that I love and accept you as you are, and that I created you with the gifts, talents, and attributes that you have. I've made you as you are, a precious vessel that can be wonderfully used to shine my light to others around you so that they can come to know me and experience my love. So come to me with every burden, anxiety, fear, or worry, and trust that I am working everything in your life together for your good. For I love you dearly. Believe that I have formed you, and that I love you perfectly, just as you are. Great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. When you're content with what you have, Your spirit is at peace. You're thankful, you're praiseful, and you're focused on the good, positive, and praiseworthy things in your life. So when you are tempted to compare your lot in life with that of other people, remember that I love you and died to redeem your soul. Accept, believe, and receive that truth. You are a unique individual of my making and my love, and you are dearly loved. I am a father who loves each of my children. Each one is precious to me and has a special place in my kingdom. I love each member of my body. No matter what their calling or ministry or situation, the body has many members that perform different functions, yet they all work together in unity and coordination. Each member is needed and important, for without any one of these members, the body cannot work together in unity and coordination. I have a plan for each of my children, and each one plays a role in building my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. One plows the ground, another sows the seed, and another waters. But I am the one who gives the increase, and my spirit works in and through you to perform my will and good purpose. Unique and loved. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. Psalm 139, 13-17. When I look upon you, my beloved creation, I see beauty. It's sad when you think you're not beautiful in my sight, or you compare yourself to others. Don't let your cheerfulness, thoughtfulness, or outgoing concern for others be depleted because of dwelling on your problems and needs, or comparing yourself with others, for this takes away from your joy. Each of my children is loved. Each is precious in my sight. There is no comparing of my love for you. I don't love one person more than another, and I don't care for one more than another. I have a plan and a purpose for each of your lives, tailor-made for you, because I created you just as you are, and I know everything about you. So, when you feel that you're being passed by, left behind, or brushed aside, remember that I am always with you. My hand is on your life, and my plan for you will be fulfilled. And one day, you will marvel at the beautiful things that await you. Seek me and my kingdom first, and seek to be a blessing to others, and you will experience my joy and peace, and the feelings of inadequacy and discouragement about yourself and the way I've made you will diminish. Ask me to help you to accept the way I've made you and to be thankful and grateful for it. You can be thankful not only for how I've made you and the many blessings you have in your life, but you can also bless others as well by sharing your gifts with them. Find rest and peace wherever I have placed you, and rejoice in my eternal love for you. Be of good cheer. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. A cheerful heart is a good medicine. You have every reason to be cheerful, because I have overcome the world. I have conquered it and deprived it of power to harm you through my victory on the cross. Moreover, nothing you will ever encounter along your life path will be able to separate you from my love. As you ponder these glorious truths about all that I have done for you, let good cheer fill your heart and radiate from your face. A joyful heart will improve your health, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So fill your mind with thankful thoughts till your heart overflows with joy. Take time to praise me for all that I am, the one from whom all blessings flow. Let me fill you with my light and life, for I designed you to be full of heavenly contents. As these divine nutrients soak into the depths of your being, they strengthen you and enhance your health. Be of good cheer. Rejoice and exult in hope. Raise a shout of joy. You have good reason to be joyful, because you're on your way to heaven. I have paid the penalty for your sins and clothed you in my own righteousness. This is the basis of hope for you, for all who truly know me as Savior. No matter what is going on in your life at this time, your hope in me is secure. No one will be able to snatch you out of my hand. In me, you have absolute eternal security. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.